We still have to daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Taisvis, the last Taisvis on daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Kitzur, we had heard about Chloikis, the Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda, and Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, what one is allowed to be mapsik, Bein HaProkim and Be'emtza HaPerik. Ramei holds that Bein HaProkim, one is shoyel u'meishiv mipnei ha-kovid, and be'emtza ha-perig, one is shoyel u'meishiv mipnei ha-yirik. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, bein ha-prokim, shoyel mipnei ha-kovid, u'meishiv shalom l'chol odom, or be'emtza ha-perig, shoyel mipnei ha-yirik, u'meishiv mipnei ha-kovid. And we also heard a machlokes ha-rishonim, what the exact translation of mipnei ha-yirik is. Rashi said, Mimnei Hayire, Odom Shuyore Miponov Shaloya Argeyu. He's afraid he might get killed. There's a Shiloh Pikuach Nefoshes. That's how Rashi learned. And the Rashba learned, Mimnei Hayire means a person who one is Mechuyev Lira Mimenu. There's a Chiyev Yire, like Ovi Ve'imoi. Ish ovi v'imay tiro, or raboi, moira raboch ke moira shamayim. That is the translation, mipnei hayire. Now let us see Taisus. Shoyel mipnei hayire, Rab Meir v'Rab Yehuda, halachik Rab Yehuda. Yevi amachloikis Rab Meir Rab Yehuda, so Taisus says the halach is like Rab Yehuda. The Omar afilu be'emtza, meishiv mipnei hakovit. That be'emtza is meishiv mipnei hakovet. Be'emtza ha-perik. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, shoyel mipnei ha-yire, or meishiv mipnei hakovet. Im kein nire, shemuta lanois kadish ukduche be'emtza krishme. So therefore, Taisva says, if be'emtza ha-perik is muta lanois mipnei hakovet, so therefore, Kaddish u'kedusha is mutar be'emtza krishme, de'ein lecha mibnei ha-kovid godol mizeh. So that means as follows. Taisus is going with a hemshah. That means like this. According to Rab Meir, that be'emtza is only mutar mibnei ha-yireh. So then there's no shayla. So then krishme, then kaddish u'kedusha would be also. But Taisus is going with Hemshech. Since we paskin according to Rav Yehuda, that Be'emtza is muta mibnei ha-kovid, so therefore one should be allowed to answer Kaddish Kedusha, the ein lecha mibnei ha-kovid godol mizeh. So the Divrei David brings a raya from this Taisus, that this Taisus is learned like Rashi. That the translation of mibnei ha-yire means he's afraid he might get killed. So by Kaddish Kedusha, there's not Mibnei HaYireh. If we would learn Mibnei HaYireh is that there's a mitzvah of Yireh, Ish Ovi Ve'imei Teroi, Moira Raboch Ke Moira Shamayim, so then Taisus could have said this Heter Afilu according to Rab Meir. Since it's a Heter Mibnei HaYireh, so there's a Din Moira Shamayim also. And the Rabbeinu Yoine Taki says this, Rabbeinu Yoine doesn't make this whole Cheshbon. Because Rabbeinu Yoina holds like the Rosh, that Mibnei HaYireh means Afilu Alt Mitzvah Yireh. So we could use Mitzvah Yireh in being Meshiv, Kaddish, or Kedusha. Taisvah holds like Rashi, that Mibnei HaYireh means of Pikuach Nefoshah. So therefore the only Heter could only be Alt Mibnei HaKovit. So Taisvah says, about Kaponim, since we paskin according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Meshiv Nei HaKovit is Mutter, so therefore, Kaddish u'kedusha will be muta be'emtza ha-perik. That is the raya that Taisvus holds like Rashi. Agav ulche, there is a machloikis orishonim, if this is, we can be medame, to answer Kaddish u'kedusha to meishiv mibnei ha-kovid. The Rabbeinu Yoine and the Rosh bring a svaras ha-chilkim. They say, Mibnei HaKovid, one is allowed to answer. But Kaddish HaKedusha, Kivin sha'oisek b'shvachay shal mokayim, ein loy livsek bavu shvachacha. Here there's no kvayt shamayim. What is the difference between what he is saying now or kaddish or kedusha? So others want to say that kaddish or kedusha is worse than mipnei hakovet. Al koponim, that is a machlokes harishayim, and we paskin like Tosfos that it is mutter. Aval be'emtza yudches, so even though be'emtza krishma will be mutter to answer kaddish or kedusha. Aval be'emtza yudches, but in the middle of Shemayna Esrei also. The mashma lekamon beperek ein oimdim, the bengula letfila ein lanois, that a filo between Gal Yisrael and the beginning of Shemayna Esrei, one is not allowed to answer kaddish or kedusha, v'chol shkein betfila atzma. Avad givis, in Shemayna Esrei alone, one should not answer kaddish or kedusha. Umishe mispalo levadoi v'shat magia lemoidim. If he's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, and the shliach tzibur is up to moidim, yishche lemoidim. So he should bow down together with the tzibur, to show he's not a perish min a tzibur, avo lo yoymar moidim. But he should not say moidim. Now that he's allowed to bow down in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, davke shehoya be'emtza habroche. So there's no iser to these moisif on the kriyas. Aval b'soif habroche, but if he's up to the end of habroche, loy, the nire ke kaireya b'shvil habroche. It would seem he's being moisif on the kriyas that chazawa mesaken, and he's moisif on other broche. V'amrinam, ve'ein l'choye b'chol broches, ela b'oysom shetikno chachomim. The Rabbi Netam or Yerogil, the Rabbi Netam was Rogil, so Yomamtin, Boisei Pela, since the Allah is one is not allowed to answer Kedush in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, so he used to wait. If the Oilam was in the middle of Shemayna Esrei and he realized that if he would start now Shemayna Esrei, he would not be able to answer Kedush, so he would wait by Oisei Fela kadei lana is kadish kedusha metzibu for Yosayver shafilu shah kadei ligmeres kuloi ligmeres akel ein echai zolorosh. So he held that was better than that he'd be able to then answer on kadish and kedusha. Now we have to daf yudalit. Tanya nami hochi, that this is the machloikis between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. Hakoyre eshema upoga boy raboy oigodol himenu beprokim shoyol mipnei hakovet vein tzorech loyma shehu meishiv. So this girsa that we have put into the Mishnah vein tzorech suri mechzer vachik tonin that shoyol meishiv have the same din according to Rab Meir shoyol mipnei hakovet vein tzorech loyma shehu meishiv. ובאמצע השואל מני העירה ואין צורך לאימר שהוא מיישיב, דברי רבי מאיר. רבי יהודה אימר באמצע השואל מפני העירה ומיישיב מפני הכובד, ובפרוקים של מפני הכובד ומיישיב שולם לכל עודו. וירשבה דאחרינם וגויים, תנחלוס דובד, they all bring a raya from this ברייסה to the Rosh. The Baraita speaks about, we have here Amachloikis, Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda, when one is allowed to answer Mibnei HaKovid, when one is allowed to answer Mibnei HaYire, Shoyel Omeshev, and the Baraita speaks about two different people. Akoyre Eshma, Opoga Boy Raboy, Oigodil Haymenu. So they seem to learn as follows. Raboy is Raboy Muvik. So there is a mitzvah of Moire. Oy godel heimenu means godel heimenu bechochme. So then there's only a din kovet. So you see, the Bereise, when the Bereise put down the halachis, when one is shoyel and one is meshiv, so it spoke about two categories of people, raboy oy godel heimenu bechochme, and this is the mitzvah yire and the mitzvah of kovet. According to Rashi, so l'chayre rabbi yagodol emenu is only speaking about the mitzvah of kovet. The one who's yore shema yagenu is not speaking about that. So l'chayre, the story in the halachis do not stim. We're speaking about halachis of of Mipnei HaYireh, and we're only speaking about people who are Mipnei HaKovet. That's the Rajba's Kasha. The Meloyerayim wants to say, could be Rashi learned, Godol Emenu means he was bigger than him and stronger than him. That's what he means to say. So there was a Chshash Mipnei HaYireh. That's what he wants to fahem for Rashi. Look to Gemara weiter. Boi minei achi. Achi was, Rashi says, kach shemoi. Tono devei Rabbi Chiye. He learned, shayeshoine beveis Rabbi Chiye. And mi Rabbi Chiye, yes, Rabbi Chiye ashayla. Bahalo ubemegile mahu sheyapsik. We've been learning the halachas of Hefsik by Birchas Krishme and Krishme. What are the halachas by Kriyas Hallel and Kriyas Megillah? Mi amrin, do I make a kal v'chaima? Kal v'chaima krishma diyei raise poisek. Hallel the rabbonon mi boi. If there's a hefer hefsik in krishma diyei raise, sabadi givis hallel that's only a mitzvah the rabbonon, so it can't be worse than krishma. Oidume pirsume nisa odif. Could be Hallel and Kriyas Megillah is more humble because this is Pirsumei Nisa. So it could be Pirsumei Nisa is more humble than Krishme, and one should not be Mapsik. If he's Isaac be Pirsumei Nisa, so one should not be Mapsik. On Malay, the Shaila is, where is there the Pirsumei Nisa in Hallel? When we look at the halal, where is there the Pirsumei Nisa? We're speaking about Mestame, the halal of Chanukah, which one is Goyma Kola halal. Where is there the Pirsumei Nisa I once thought could be the Pirsumei Nisa is, Chanukah is from the Ness of Chanukah, the Ness of the Mulchomeh. The Mefarshim say was an es nisto. That means it was something that one could understand al pi derech ateva. Rabim miyad miyatim, kiboyrim miyad chaloshim. That is not shashem pasil tazel chazachim. That the miyut was goyver over the rabim. It is an es nisto. The pirsumei nisa of halal could be, for example, the Pasuk, may eis Hashem hoisa zois hinif los beinenu. That means, even though if one will look at it with the naked eye, he could understand it al pi derech ateva, but that is the pirsumei nisa. We are mefarsim the nest, we say, it wasn't al pi derech ateva. May eis Hashem hoisa zois hinif los beinenu. There's other such psukim in Halal, which are mefarsim the nest. Al koponim the gemara here shaila, that if could be Hallel is more chomel, Hallel and Megillah is more chomel than Krishma. Or Malay Poisik, he said, number one, that what you hear a Shaila, that Hallel is more chomel, Poisik, one is allowed to be Mapsik. The Ein Bekach Klum, the Loshen Ein Bekach Klum is not too clear. Others say it has the same din of Krishma, so then the Ein Bekach Klum is l'cheira necessary. He asked him, is it Paisik like Krishma, or is it not Paisik? So he told him it's Paisik. Others want to say that it's gringer than Krishma, so then the Ein Bekach Klum will be that it's even kill than Birchet Krishma. Birchet Krishma is a Darabonon, and by Birchet Krishma there's also Hilchis Hefsik Be'emtza Peirik and Bein Aprokim, and the Ein Bekach Klum would mean that it's even kill than Birchas Krishma. The Tzlach wants to say such a mahalach that he answered him that it's kill, it's gringer even than Birchas Krishma. But Kaponim, the Rishonim, Rabbi Yaina seems to say that Ein Bekach Klum is lav davke, it is the same halacha as Krishma. Omar Rabbi, Yomim shehayochid goymer bohen esahalo. The days that a yochid is goymer bem esahalo, we'll see it from Tosfos, yochid is lav davke yochid, it even means a tibur, it comes to exclude a halo that Gantz Klal Yisrael says. So here we're speaking about the days that one says Gant Halal. So the halach is bein perik leperik poisik. Bein perik leperik, a person is allowed to be poisik out mibnei ha-covid. Be'emza perik ain't a poisik. Be'emza perik is not poisik, is not shoyul mibnei ha-covid, and that would be, there's the same halach like Krishma. The yomim she'ein ha-yochid goyimu be'emza halal. The days that a yochid is not goymer halu, afilu be'emza perik poisik, one is also allowed to be shoyel mipnei hakoved be'emza haperik. That's yomim shein a yochid goymer be'emza halu, and that's, for example, Rosh Chodesh, or Chalamoid Pesach. So the Gemara says, so it comes out that be'emza haperik, yomim shein a yochid goymer be'emza halu, one is allowed to be shoyel b'shloimoy. So the Gemara asks for Rav Bar Shvo Iklo Legabi the Ravine, the Yomim Shein Ayochid Goymer Es Ahalo, Have, it was a day that they did not end Halo, Veloi Posiklai, and Ravine was in the middle of Halo, and he was not Shoyul B'Shloimoy. So the Gemara answers, Shani Rav Bar Shvo Lechoshiv Olei the Ravine. He said, the whole heter is shoyul mipnei ha-covid. And the Rav Bar Shvo was not greater in chochme than Ravine, that Ravine should be shoyul b'kvoidoi. So therefore, he wasn't poisik. Rashi, ma'u sheyavsik l'shei l'sholem. Yomim sheyochid goyma b'emes ahalo, shuhu choyve l'chol odom, v'heim echad v'esrim yoyim b'shone, k'demrinen, b'meseches erchem. These are the 21 days. This, we have the 9 days of, 9 days of Sukkot, including Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Then we have the 2 days of Shavuos, the 2 days of Pesach, and the 8 days of Chanukah. So these are the 21 days that there's a chiyuv ligmer es ha'alo. Yomim shehayochid goymer bohem es ha'alo. So Taisva says, lav davke yochid, el afilu tzibo koire yochid. That means here, there's only certain days shah yochid goyim abem esahalo. So this, that what is exclusive to days is not only a yochid has exclusive days, el afilu tzibo koire yochid. Kivin she'ein kol Yisrael biyachad, that means there are certain zmanim that shchitas psochim, and then if a nes occurred, so then Klal Yisrael says halo. We are not speaking about, these are yomim which are miyuchid only for Klal Yisrael. Yomim shayochid goyim bebemes halo means when ganz Klal Yisrael is not saying halo together. So these are the yomim tovim. V'lav davke goymer, the vadi kaimulot. Now that what it says, yomim she'ein hayochid goymer b'emes ahalo. So one could learn that there's no chiyuv to say complete halo, but there is a chiyuv to say chatzi halo. So Tosfos says that's not true. V'lav davke goymer. The vaday kaimalon, the yomim she'ein yochid goymer es ha'alo, the days which one does not end halo, ein choyve lo omre klal afilu bedilug. So it is not, so yomim she'ein yochid goymer means yomim she'ein yochid mechuyev lo omre klal. The days when we don't say gans halo, there's no chiyev at all to say anything. Afilu bedilug. The hochi mashme be'erchin, that besides these 21 days, there's no chiyuv at all to say halo. The choshiv chof aleph yoim di yochid goyim abem es ahalo. There are 21 days. Oporich, so the Gemara asks, Rosh Hashanah v'yoim kippurim nami leimo. Why do you only say 21 days? Let us say Rosh Hashanah yom kippur also. Mashme the bishar yomim tovim k'may berosh echadoshim pshitalei de'ein leima. There's no chiyuv at all to say. Midalei choshev yoisa michof alav yoim. He only asked the kasha, let us say these days, and he answered him. The Gami the Leikama Ligma Bereish Hashanah B'Yayim HaKippurim. The Gemara could have said, let us end Reish Hashanah Yom Kippur also. Dozavi Mashmed B'Shar Yomim Tovim K'may Bereish Chodesh Vaday Ein Goymrim Avol Kairim. If he would have asked the question, let us be Goymer Reish Hashanah Yom Kippur also, so then it would seem Reish Chodesh we are not Goymer, but Al Kaponim we are Kairim. Avol Ata Mashme, the lesson that he asks, let us say Reish Hashanah Yom Kippur, Vaistachois, that Reish Chodesh, Chalamoid, there's no chiv at all to say. Avol Ata Mashme, afil Kairin Loi, that there's no chiv of kriye on these other days. V'chein Mashme bepeirik basra de tainis, the Gemara says, Rav Ikla leBovel, Rav came to Bovel, Chazino David Kokori Bereish Chodesh. He saw they were saying Hallo Bereish Chodesh. Sova La'av Sukinu. So he wanted to stop them. Peire Shoye Sova Shoye Goymrimoise. He was under the impression that they were Goymer Hallo. And if they were Goymer Hallo, they were making it for a Yom Tov. Are Yom Tovim or Chaf Aleph Yom? There's no other Yom. Even the kachos at the komedalik the lugi, since he saw they did not say the complete halo, omar shmami no. So the reason they are saying it, minig avisayim biyadei. So they're saying it alts minig. Alme, so we have a klore gemore, the yomim, the ein gaimrim behen halo, the days we don't say halo, ein chayve la omroi. So there's no chiv at all to say it. So the Gemara says, "Klar, haynu mishum minik." So the whole inyan of saying "Hallo" on the other days, that's Rosh Chodesh and Chalamid Pesach, the chiyuv is only a chiyuv minik because of the machzav vitri. So since we came to the conclusion that the day she'ein goyim remesa hallo, there's no chiyuv amire, and the whole inyan of saying chasi hallo is a minik. So the Machzav Vitri says, Kivin she'einai ele minig b'yalme, loy mevochina. And a minig, one does not make a broch. Kedi omar peilik perik lulav arove, ein mevochim al dovor shehu minig. The Gemara speaks about chavitas arove. If the minig that we have, Oshana Rabbe, that we clap a shinez, the Gemara is a pilpul. Is it a takonis neviim? Is it a minig neviim? If it's a takonis neviim, then it would seem one makes a broche. If it's a minig neviim, then we don't make a broche. So the Machzav Vitri said, so kaponim, we have a raya from the Gemara, that something that the whole chiyuv originates als minig, one does not make a broche. Rashi in Sukkah says the reason we don't make a broche on a minig, because the broche asher kiddishanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu, the nusach ha-broche is v'tzivanu. If there's a takonis neviim, so then one can make a broche v'tzivanu. If there's no takonis, just a minig, so on a minig, pasna tzemachan ha-broche v'tzivanu. So therefore, Rashi held that, the Machzav Vitri, that's how Rashi says Pshat in the Gemara in Sukkah. So the Machzav Vitri held, since the whole Halo, Reish Chodesh and Chalamoid Pesach only originate al Taminig, one cannot make a brochem, Ashekichonu b'mitzvoiso v'tzivon. Umiyu oimer Rabbeinu Tam, be'enei Rai. That's what the Gemara said. That what the Gemara said, that on Chibot Arove, since it is a minig, there's one does not make a broche. So that is only by Chibot Arove. Me'emer Rabbeinu Tam de'meray. Da'atil tu vaday loy mevorchino. Avol al mitzvah pshite de mevorchino. There's a difference between tiltul and a mitzvah. We'll come back to understand the pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam. And he brings a raya, Dochazinin kol yontav sheni, einei elam in hoge, in Mavolchim. Yom Tov Sheni is a minig, and you also make a bracha. So therefore, you see, on a minig, you do make a bracha. So Taisvis in Sukkah brings this raya. Taisvis in Sukkah first wants to say that on a minig, you don't make a bracha. In the L'chaira, the Svara is because the Svara that Rashi mentions in Sukkah, because one cannot say v'tzivonu, there's no chiyu, and Taisvis asks the kasha from Yom Tov Sheni. So Taisvis says, Yom Tov Sheni, we don't say v'tzivonu. The brachas that are said on Yom Tov Sheni, and the Kaddish Yisrael Vazmanim, we're not saying v'tzivonu. So the Ran asks on Taisvis, we do say v'tzivonu. Leil Pesach Sheni, we say v'tzivonu al chilas mata, al chilas mora. Yom Tov Sheni the Rosh Hashanah, we make a tzivonu l'shmaya ker shayfer. So it seems that we do make a broche on Yom Tov Sheni, even though the chiyuv is altminik, afal pikein we do make a broche. So now we see that one can say the tzivonu even though it's a chiyuv altminik. The Briskei Rav al Rambam explains that the chilkim and Rashi hold that just like there's a mitzvah to listen to Takonas Chazal, there's a mitzvah to listen to Minhogei Chazal. So then we have to understand, so what is the difference, why by a rove we don't make a broche, and why by halo and Yom Tov Sheni, we do make a broche. So, Rabbeinu Tam said, "Dein erai da tilpul vadi le mevorchinon, aval al mitzvah pshita de mevorchinon." The Briskei Rav explains the shitas Rabbeinu Tam as follows. He wants to say that the emesim of birchas ha-mitzvahs is only said on a cheftze shel mitzvah. If one is doing a maisa ha-mitzvah, so one can make a broche on a ma'isa mitzvah. That's asher kidshanu b'mitzvayisa v'tzivonu. A minig will not make something a ma'isa ha-mitzvah. So that means, tiltul arove, which v'chol ha-teire kule, there's no such mitzvah to be metaltas, achritas arove. There's no such mitzvah. The minig should make it a ma'isa ha-mitzvah. That's the Rabbeinu Tam held. That is shot in the Gemara. A minig cannot make it for a ma'isa ha-mitzvah. Ma she'en kein, kriyas halal, or achilas matzah is in yesod, is a ma'isa ha-mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah. There's a mitzvah to say halal. Now the shaila is, does this mitzvah apply tonight? Does this mitzvah apply in this month? Does this mitzvah of Kriyas Halal apply in Rosh Chodesh? So since in Yesod it is a Maisa HaMitzvah, and Mikoyach Minig, this Maisa HaMitzvah applies in this Zman also, so then the Rabbeinu Tam held, then one can make a broche. The Minig cannot make it for a Maisa HaMitzvah, but if it is a Maisa HaMitzvah, and the Minig is only saying that this Maisa HaMitzvah applies in these manim, then a bracha can be made. And that's Pshan, the Loshna Rabbeinu Tam. Tatiltul ba'adai loy mevalchinen. Because it is not a ma'isa mitzvah in Gansan, and the minig doesn't make it for a ma'isa mitzvah. Aval al mitzvah, if the etzem inyan is a mitzvah. No, this man that this mitzvah, I'm doing this mitzvah, is mikoyach minig, pshita de mevalchinen, and that he brings a meira de keraya, from Yom Tov Sheni. The chazinin call Yom Tov Sheni, Eini elom in hoge, umevolchin, in yemeika broche. The Mleirim wants to say, could be, if the only raya would be Yom Tov Sheni, could be there's a different svar in Yom Tov Sheni, kedei shaleila zulzulei boy. That means, if one will not make a broche, so one will be mezalzul and isa meloche. So could be chazal, where could be davke by Yom Tov Sheni one makes a brocha, but by Rosh Chodesh there's no inyim also the zulzulei, but it could be one doesn't make a brocha. Al kaponim Tosfos held there's no mokim lechalik, and if one can make a brocha, it's called a ma'isa mitzvah who had in by Rosh Chodesh. V'hochen nami mashme. And now Tosfos says from our sugya we could bring a raya that Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, one makes a bracha. Vachin amimash medem mevolchin. That one makes a bracha on Hallel. The Eloi mevolchin, if we will say that Hallel the Rosh Chodesh, Yomim shein goimrim b'emes a Hallel, one does not make a bracha, so what is, how, is there hilchis hefzik in Yomim shein ayochet goimrim b'emes a Hallel? And Philip B'em Sapek, one is allowed to be mafsik when they have COVID. Why should there be a nisach hefzik? The loy mevolchin, my hefzok yishayich bo. A person saying a few kapitlach tillim, so why should there be an iser of hefzok? If there's a broche mitchil, and a broche lipsoiv, so then there's a svara to say that one is mafsik. One made a broche, so one has to do the complete the mitzvah before one is goymer, before one is allowed to be mamsik. But if there's no broche, why should there be an iser avsok? For oid raya, another raya that on Hallel, Rosh Chodesh, we make a broche, the mobochin and al min hoge, moho de rab. The rab, all the beik nishte, the rab came to Bovel, the imloy bolchu betchile amayloy hilgish rav da havim in hoge at shedolgu. If lemaise they did not make a broche, it seems Rav was afraid they're going to be goymer as a Hallel. Since he saw they wanted to be mafsik them, since he saw they were medaliks, he wasn't mafsik them. So lechayre, if you'll say that legabi rosh chodesh, if you'll say legabi rosh chodesh, one doesn't make a broche. So Rav could have figured out right away before the Diluk that they're not going to be Goymer as Hallel, since he saw they didn't make a broche. So Vaisachois, they also made a broche. Perhaps as the Rishonim speak out, maybe one will say that Rav came late, he came in the middle of Hallel. So therefore he didn't know if they made a broche or not. So the Lashon of the Gemara is Rav Ikla LeBovel. He came to Bovel. Didn't say ikla lebeik nishte b'em tzahalel. It says he came to Bovel. So vayis tochayis, he was in Bovel and surely came on time. So it seems they were making a brocha. So therefore Rav couldn't figure out that they're not going to be going with the halel till he saw the diluk. Bimlei bochu betchil amai lo hirgish Rav ave min hoge ad shedolgu ela bevadai bochu. They zichem made a brocha. Neishim mevolchim betoiv al minhoge. Because you make a brocha in a minute. Gabishvil kach loy hilgish adadili. So therefore he didn't figure out that they weren't going to be gaimer until he saw them betoil that they were medalik. Ve'im taimer. So it seems bizman of Rishonim and those who did say a brocha on Hallel, there was a difference in the nusach ha-brocha. When they said the Chof Aleph Yomim, when they were Goymer es Hallel, so the Nusach HaBrocha was Hashekid Yishonu B'mitzvayis V'tzibonu Ligmer es Hallel. In the days that they weren't Goymer es Hallel, so then the Nusach HaBrocha was Hashekid Yishonu B'mitzvayis V'tzibonu Likreis es Hallel. So Taisvis asks, Afilu you'll say that they did make a Brocha, Vim taima amai loy asik adaita im bochu likhoi say ligmer. If you say that he came in the beginning of Hallel, that was your ayah. And so he still could have figured out. He could have figured out if they said likhoi, he would have seen they're not going to be going in Hallel. Vyeshloima de bekach ein lochush. Likhoi say ligmer is not a criteria. Shebetoiv yochel levorich ligmer afiluk shumedalik. One can say ligmer. Ligmer is also a lashon koyrin. Ligmer afiluk shu medalik. You'll remember the shitas Rabbeinu Chananel is va'vasikin goymrin oisai v'honetachame. So the Rabbeinu Chananel learns pshat va'sikin leint krishme, not goymrin, they ended krishme v'honetachame. No, they were koyrin krishme v'honetachame. That is man krishma starts with the neitachame. So we see that goimrim is a lashon of kairim. So the bekach ein lochush shebetoyv yochel levoich ligmer afiluk shumedalek. Because ligmer is a lashon kairim. Ayipche, or one can say likrois, even though he's going to say the complete halal. So Memele, from the Nusach HaBroche, Rav did not have any clue what their intent was. So therefore, he had to wait till the Diluk. Umashim Evorchim Kach, by us the minig is, ala Diluk Likreit, when we're Medaleg, we say Likreit. Uchshen Goimrim Ligmoel, es Kedei Shalayitu, that was later, and we were misander in the Nusach HaBroche, that the Olam should know what we're going to do, so we were mishaner. Al kaponim ob mei ikar adin, there's no difference what is said, ligmer or likrei, mishim hochi, loy hoya yoche lohovin, mitoich HaBroche ad hadiluk. Al kaponim, that is shitas Rabbeinu Tam. V'yeish sheroitzim loymer, diyochit ha'oymer halo, Biyomim she'ein goimrim, she'ein loy levorech. Others want to say that a yochid that says halo, biyomim she'ein goimrim, she'ein loy levorech. Now what is pshat in this? So pshat in this shita, the Malay Harayim explains as follows. That this shita held naniach, that on a minig one can make a broche, but the whole minig was only on a tzibur. The minig was that the tzibur is kairi as a halo b'roish chaydish. So there's a chiyuv minig, there's a chiyuv minig to do a maisa ha-mitzvah, we'll talk to say according to the Rabbeinu Tam. So if one is doing a maisa ha-mitzvah, and the mechayiv is a minig, one can make a broch. But the minig is only on a tzibur. But on a yochid, there's no minig likreis as a halo. So if a yochid wants to say halo, let him say gesunte hei, but he's not allowed to say a broche, because his halal is a halal without any chiyuv whatsoever. That was the svar of the shita. V'yesh ha-roitzim loyma, the yochit ha-oimer halal, b'yomim she'ein goimrim, she'ein loy levorech. U'miyu asar mikutzi ho-yo-oimer, the kivin she-rotzo l'chayev atmoy, mevorech. That if the etzim on this mitzvah there is a chiyuv in yesod, no, he personally is not mechuyev, so a person can be machnis himself in a chiyuv. He can make himself a ba'i as a din of a ba'al chiyuv legabi broche. Ve'ein ze broche levatole. Where do you see such a thing? Elamaisa, he's not mechuyev, there's no chiyuv on him. Midi dahava lulavat ki yeshoifa. Dahani noshi mevorchay. So he brings a raya that women make up, this is Shita Sarabeinu Tam, that women make broches on netilas lulav and ki yeshoifa. Af al gav she'enon chayovay. So we see from this, but since it's a mitzvah with a chiyiv, so if one wants to be machnes himself in the chiyiv, Al kaponim, that helps Lagabi to make, that one is permitted to make a broche. So therefore the Sami Kutzi said, a yochid is also permitted to make a broche on Rish Chodesh. So that in Yesod is the end of our sugya. Now Tosis is going to go into a friend inyan, which will only a little bit be negeya our sugya. Ubelelei Tzochen, by the night of the Seder, Yeshem Avolchim Pamayim. Other people were noyig that they made two broches on the halo. We split the halo by the Seder, so there were people that made a broche on each chatzi, on each chalik. Betchila likreis. In the beginning of halo, when they started saying halo, they said likreis es a halo. And then they ended with the Baruch Asher Golonu. That was on that halu. That was the halu Koidem Achila. Acher Asude, Acher Shvoich, Mevorchim Ligmoir. Then they made again a second broche, Ligmoir Esau, because now they said they ended the rest of halu. And then they said Yalalucha. So there was such people who used to make two broches. Where did they dig up such a halacha? Umaisi raya mi Yerushalmi. They brought a raya from the Yerushalmi, and that is going to be the pupil in Tosfos if they're such a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says as follows, Mehi demaisi alo, the chol habrochais, poischais, vechaismais beboch. All brochas have a psiche and a chsime. Only certain brochas don't have a psiche and a chsime. Which brochas don't have a psiche? Chutz min habrochais asmuchais lechavote. A brocha asmucha lechavote has a chsime without a psiche. Ubirchas haperes vamitzvahs, they have a psiche without a chsime. Period. So that we know. So there are three categories. There's a psiche and chsime, a normal brocha. Smucha lechavote only has a chsime. And a brochas ktoris, birchas haperes, birchas hamitzvahs only have a psiche. Uporich b'Yerushalmi alot, the Yerushalmi est on this cloud. V'iko ge'ule. There's something that doesn't fall into this category. Perish. Asher giolonu. The smucha lechavote. Now, the smucha lechavote. So we see already from the Yerushalmi's kashe that they made a broche when they started saying hallel. What's the smucha lechavote? So we see already from the Yerushalmi they made a broche likhois es hallel. So smucha lechavote. V'amai paisachas beboch. Why does it start with a boch? That's the Yerushalmi's kashe. Shanye, so the Yerushalmi answers, the im shama bebeis haknesses yotza. Sometimes, if a person said halal in shul, so then it seems from the Yerushalmi, then one does not have to say it by the Seder. So memele, this broche of asher giolonu is not always smucha lechavote. Sometimes it is smucha lechavote if he starts off, if he only says halal by the Seder, so then it's smucha lechavote. If he said halal in shul, so then he doesn't say halal by the Seder, so just as asher giolonu. So then this asher giolonu is a brocha that's not smucha lechavote. So since there's times that it is samuch and times it's not samuch, so the halacha is that it's peiseach beboruch. The Rishayim say the same svara, the brocha shebora sos in the simcha, sometimes it's said samuch, sometimes it's not said samuch, so therefore, or the birchas abdol, shalmi, it would seem that the Yerushalmi Bechlau is not speaking about Yehallelucha, the Yerushalmi is speaking about Asher Golom. Miu mashbe bi Yerushalmi kasher pirashti tchile shahoyu mevorchim beis pomim. The Yerushalmi answers that the shtayim tchile v'soif. We have to know the soifer, but al kaponim it seems that there were two broches. How could it be such a thing? Since we make a broche, an halo, koidem achile, amai mavsik v'oichol bintayim. You make a broche on the halo, so why do you bedavke split up the halo? We see sharei biyomim she'argemor, biyomim she'ein yochid goymer behenes halo. Even the days that ain yochid goyim ben metal, kiven shebirich tchile, since you make a broche, kemoi hocho, ain ne mutter lifsik ala b'nei hakovit, ah, sugye, you're only allowed to be mafsik mit nei hakovit, di bishaloi birich, amai lo yafsik b'em, tafelo shaloi b'nei hakovit, aloi hoya mafsik shim broche. That was the raya, that was Rabbi Natam's raya, tal kaponim, you do make a broche. But it seems from our Gemara, even the Yomim She'ein Goymrim Esahalo, that is kill. The only Hefzik is only Shoyel Mivnei HaKovet. Obas Tamazay to be Mavzik, this Amere de Kizach. That in the middle of Halo, you sit down and have a Suda, and you made a Broche. So it can't be such a thing that you make a Broche Rishoyin. Elanire. Ho de Porich Birishalmi Haregule. The mashmed, the mevorchin aleya b'tchile. The Yerushalmi was speaking about Ayri, ba'odom, sha'oisa, seide, b'basachas. That means it was not speaking about what we do. It was speaking about a person who does the whole seide, b'basachas, and he doesn't need in between. Sha'oz, ein, mavsik. then he's not mafsik. He's making the whole seder b'basacha. We that we are mafsik, ain't lono levorich klal, loy betchila loy besayf. Since we are mafsik, so therefore we don't make any broch at all on how. Period. Behold the koma be Yerushalmi. That what the Yerushalmi says, varei soifa, what is the kasha of soifa? Zel asher giolonu. Tosis says before that it would seem that it's going on asher giolonu. The chesemes beboruch. Asher giolonu starts with a broch and ends with a boruch. And we said that we're speaking about, Yerushalmi is speaking about someone that was not mafsik in the whole Kriyas Halu, and in the middle he said asher giolonu. The chesemes beboruch. Va'amai. So the shayla of the Yerushalmi was v'hoido ba'almohi. Asher geolonu is only a birches heido ke birches peiris. It's equivalent to birches peiris, which is only a heido v'amai chesemes beboruch. That's pshat the Yerushalmi's kasha. It's the Yerushalmi speaking about someone who was not mafsik. So first the Yerushalmi asks the kasha, why is it Pesach Beboruch? So the Yerushalmi says, because sometimes he could say Halal and Shul. And now the Yerushalmi asks, but why is it Chosin Beboruch? Lamai Chosin is Beboruch. Ay lachayretz a birchas ha'idor ba'alme, so it should not have a chsime. What is the difference than birchas ha'peiris? U'mishani shtayim heino. There are two. What does that mean? Shtei gu'uloi. Asher goylonu is speaking about two geulas. Achas lahabo, one is speaking about the geula aside. Va'achas l'sheova, perish. La'osid, the lahabo is speaking about la'osid kama yegiyenu. V'gam yarucha k'tzat, v'gam yeshpo l'sheova, kama yesher goylonu migulas mitzrayim. Lefichach, so since this broch, even though it's a birchas oido, but since it's a sabroche arucha, and it speaks about two in yonim, therefore it's not a broche k'tzore, and it has a chsima also. Uma shehiksha mihalalucha she'enei smuche. Deilo imshad yalucha she'enei smuche, fima shepirashti ato, vefilu hochi enei pesaches beboruch. But now we're saying that that means if we don't make a broch, it's only a do ba'alme, ba'afilu shi yaruche k'tas, tiknu bo chesime, v'loi psiche k'moi elokai nisham. V'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi she'edalkam le'mo halo b'beis ha'knesses. There was such a minute that they said halo b'beis ha'knesses v'achakach shoysen koishuhlem b'beisem b'loishem seder. The boy b'Yerushalmi shoson b'bas achas mal perish z'achazeh b'loi halo v'seder b'tayim. Mal sheminim min hodadam rab yechnan halo m'sham b'beis ha'knesses yotzo. Okay, let us stop over here. That is al kaponim, this Indian that the Tosis was speaking about, bariches, if there were two broches on the halal in the Be'emsa Seder or not. Let us go further. Boy minei, ashi antone dve rabami me rabami. Hashori betainis, mahu sheyitoin. A person is fasting, is te'ime mutter. We'll see from the Rishonim, it would seem te'ima over here means that he tastes it and he spits it out. So what are the tzdodei ashayla? Achile ushtiye kabel olei. He was only mekabel achile ushtiye v'holeka. So if he's tasting it and spitting it out, so this doesn't fall into the category of achile ushtiye. Oidul mehano kabel olei. But it could be in his Kabbalah, there's an Isa to derive any benefit from food. And when one tastes food, one has a certain benefit. Bohoike, amalei toyim ve'ein bekach klum. One is allowed to be toyim ve'ein bekach klum. And there's no shaila whatsoever. The Tzlach, again, wants to explain, first of all, he has a psakasha, how this comes into the second Perek in Brochus. Amalei toyim, and it has a similarity before, toyim ve'ein bekach klum. Let's see 1 minute. He said, toyim ve'ein bekach klum. Tanya nami hochi, mat emes eina tuna broche, pashori betaynes, toyim ve'ein bekach klum. If a person is toyim something, there's no necessity to make a broche rishayne. Pashori betaynes, toyim ve'ein bekach klum. At kamo, rabami ve'rabasi, tomi atshir rivioso. One is allowed to be toyim ashir revius. More than ashir revius, it seems that he has a chshivis, even though he's poilet, and therefore he's not allowed to do this on a tainis. Lagabi brochis, the poiskim say there's no cheshbin of a shir revius. One will not make a brocha more than a revius also since he's poilet, since he's putting it out. But al kaponim, lagabi the din tainis, the shir is shir revius. The Tzlach wants to say the reason this memra was brought over here, he says because the Lishitosoi, he says there's a similarity between these two memras. And the similarity is as follows. Before the Shoyl had a Shaila, is Halel and Mikra Megillah the same like Krishme and Birchas Krishme or more Chomel? That means he didn't have any doubt in his mind that Al Kaponim is equal to Birchas Krishma. The Shailas, maybe it's more Chomel. He answered him, Poisik ve'ein bekachlum, so the Tzlach wants to learn that there are kulis that it is kill. It is even kill from Birchas Krishma. That's how the Tzlach wants to learn. That means the Meshiv told him, Yotut Dodim Astamazayron. There's a third side. That it's even kill than Birchas Krishma. The Tzlant to say the same cheshbin over here. Now, he asked the Shaila, Mao sheyitayim, achila ushtiye kabal alei, v'holeket. Now, if we look at this, the Loshana Gemore, since he was mekabal achila ushtiye, so memele it should be muta, because he was only mekabal achila ushtiye. Now, there's a very big diik. Why did the Gemara mention a lotion of Kabul alay? He was Mekabul. And why will be by a tiny Sibul, where he's not Mekabul? So there's a Svara in Poiskim, that Poiskim say, we'll see there's a Psebachlekes Hatzalam Shat and Toisvis, but the Poiskim say the whole Shaila of Matemes was only by a tiny Yochid. A tiny Yochid, since he was Mekabul, Achile Ushtiye, that was his Kabbalah, so Te'ime does not enter his Kabbalah. Ma she'enkein atainis midivrei Kabbalah. So there Te'ime is zicher also. So it comes out, the Shoyl had no Shaila at all. The Shoyl had no Shaila at all by atainis Sibu. Atainis Sibu, Te'ime will zicher be also. By atainis Yochid, he was clear a Shaila was his Kabbalah on Achila Ishtiye, or was his Kabbalah on Hano. And he answered him, that's what the Tzlach wants to learn, he answered him, Omalei toyim ve'im bekach klum, your cheshbin is a wrong cheshbin. If it was by a tiny sibul, one is allowed to be toyim. So that is the similarity between these two memories. That the Meshiv told him, your tuts dodim are wrong, and there's a third mahalach over here. That's how the Tzlach wants to learn shat in the Gemara. Rashi, ma'u sheyitoyim, as a tavshel ladas im tzorich melach itam. That's the taich te'ime. Te'ime is that he's doing it for the purpose of finding out the taste. Matem es tim es a tavshel. Rivi yosa, rivi is haluk. Toisvis, oidume hano kobol olay. Hai lishne mashme de mairi betaynes yochet shekibol olov. Avo betaynes hakosuv loy. So this Lashon of Tosfos, the Bnei Yeshua brings down the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef wants to say that by a tiny tzibur there was no shaila, and what will be, ulzicha be also. The Bnei Yeshua says from the Lashon of Taisus it would seem punfakeld. Since Taisus stelt sich on the second half of the shaila, and the second half no is also because hano kibel olay. Mashme the mairi betainis yochid she kibel olay. Then there's a tzad to say that hano is also. Avo betainis akosuv loy. The Bnei Yeshua wants to say b'shat in Taisus. Tainis akosuv ulzicha bimuta. This is not like the Slach we mentioned before, and this is not like a Beisheisef. Toyim ve'ein bekachlum, Perish Rabbeinu Chananu, Shechoyzer u'poilet. The whole shayla of Toyim is, but he spits out afterwards. Loi choshev ano minatime. Avol boileya loi, afilu b'shal tainis. And here the Pnei Yeshua brings a riot himself also. That shal tainis are killed when the tainis yochid. B'shemochi apoilet ain't it zorich broche, She'einoi nene. He doesn't have any hano. Omar Rav, kol hanoisin sholem l'chaveiroi koidim she'yispalo. Ki ilu osoi bomo. So by giving sholem to someone before tefillah, it's ki ilu osoi bomo. Like he made a bomo. She'nama chidlu lochem min ha'odom asher neshomo ba'apoi. So the pasuk says ki ba'benech shepu. Al tikrei ba me elo bomo. Ushmul omar ba meche shaftei lo ze veloila lakai. Why were you machshev him more than the Rebbeinu Shaloila? The Merei Meisada wants to say could be there's a machlokes and droshes here for sure. If you darsh in bome or ba me, he wants to say could be there is no machlokes. He says there's two inyonim why one can give shalom to someone. One can do it l'shem mitzvah bein odom lamokim. That means it's a mitzvah to do chesed, so he's doing it l'shem mitzvah bein odom lamokim. And then there's bein odom l'chaveri derech eretz. So he says each one is speaking about a different case. Rav is speaking about that he's doing it l'shem shemayim. There's a mitzvah to give shalom. Magdim Shalom of Nechaber, he's doing it alts mitzvah. So that, the Pasuk says, this is a mitzvah. Abama was also a mitzvah. But Abama had its time. There were certain times when Abama was a mitzvah. There are other times when Abama is not a mitzvah. So that means alts mitzvah, this is the wrong time. Chidlu lachem in odom ashan neshama b'yapoi, ki babe nechshevu, ki bama nechshevu. Before davening, this is not a maisa ha-mitzvah. Fakert, it's a bomo. Shmuel was speaking, but he's not doing it l'shem mitzvah. He's doing it out derech eretz. Derech eretz is a taina b'mech eshavtei l'zeh v'loi l'laka. Al koponim, we see that noisin sholem l'chaveiroi is also sayal tzmitzvah and sayal tzderech eretz. Mosiv Rav Sheishes בפרוקים שויל מפני הכובד ומיישב. So we see that one can be שויל מפני הכובד בפרוקים. So לחיירה, this is before שמיינה אסרי. You just said כל הנאיס and שאול מחווירה קודם שיספלו. Is also, and here we're talking about, he's בין הפרוקים, and he's nice and שאולם. The Merei Meisada asks a starke shayla. He says, these are two different inyonim. Here we're talking about hanoisin sholem lachaveiroi. And here we're speaking about mibnei hakovoi. So this is kovod atoire. This is, what is the kasha? Lachaveiroi is the two different things. This is lachaveiroi and this is kovod atoire. Al kaponim vaistois. He blames by a tzorchin, I think. How did the Gemara know to be medamadim? Til Gemara av abe b'mashkim lepisroi. So now we're saying a new halacha. That what there's an issa, litain sholem l'chaveirai koidim sheispalo, that's after if he goes to his house to give him sholem. That is also. But if he meets him and he gives him sholem, so then there's no issa. Let us see what Rashi says.
חידו לכם מן האדם, כשיש לכם לעסק בכבוד המוקים, אל תעסקו בכבוד אדם. דילהפוכי, נעקוך, that's פשט in פוסק, דילהפוכי לא מלא לחדו, why is the פוסק אסרינג חידו לכם מן האדם? ושמו לא דורש לושן בומו, אלא כמשמוי, במה חשבתי לזה, שהקדמת כבודוי לכבודי. שאל מבני הכבוד, וקרישמה קודם תפילו, וקטוני שאל. תרגמו רבה בלהוד הרב ושמו דאוסרי, במשקים לפסרוי. That the whole Isser is, if one goes to his house, to give him shalom, that is us. אבל פוגוי בברך שאל, so who had in, was פוגוי in the middle of קרישמה, he's allowed to be שאל בשלוים. אמר רבידי ברובין, אמר רב יצוק ברשיין, עושה לו לאודם לסייס חפייצוב קודם שיספלו. One should not be עוסק בחפייצוב before, is עסוקים before תפילה. שנאמר, צדק לפונב יהלך ויוסם לדרך פעומו. So רשי says, תפילה שמצדיקוי לבוירוי. תפילה that's מצדיק a person before the רבינו שלו אילום. Then hodo v'yosim pa'omov lidalkei chafeitzov. First he does this, and then he first he's madzik himself in Kodesh Baruch, then he's oisik b'chafeitzov. V'oma ravidi barovin, oma ravitzok barashi in kol ha-mispalu, v'achar kach yoytze l'derech ha-Kodesh Baruch hu oisoloi chafeitzov. Shenema tzedek l'ponov yahalech v'yosim l'derech pa'omov, and it seems that it will be matzliach. Omar Rabbeinu, Omar Rabbeinu Rabzeire, kol halom shivas yomim b'loi chaloim, a person slept 7 nights and he didn't have any chaloimus whatsoever, nikro ra. Shenema, so the loshen apostik is as follows, v'soveya yolin bal yipoked ra. So he darshin the apostik as follows, al tikrei soveya elo sheva. And he said pshat in the posik as follows. Sheva yolin. He slept 7 nights. Bali yipokeit. And they weren't mafkidim in ha-shamayim with ha-cholim. So this person is ra. Al tikrei soveya elo sheva. Omol ha-ravacha b'rei d'rabchiyya bar-rabbi. Hocham ha-rabchiyya ma-rabbi yechanin. I dip him pshat in the posik. He didn't say this, he didn't say Altikre, he said Visoveya. Kolamazbiya Atmay Midivre Toyre Velom. Visoveya Yolin, if a person is Mazbiya Atmay Midivre Toyre, Aimivasrin Oisroi Besura Isroish. Shenema Visoveya Yolin, Bal Yipokedro. And it goes together. One more Rashi, Altikre Soveya Lesheva. Yolim bal yipokim in the shemayim b'chaloyim, arei hura, v'kach, ein mashgichin l'pogdoi. In Taisva says, v'mashkim l'pischoi, v'chein aloche, avu pogu bakroi, muta. Eilu hain bein aprokim, and then we hear a machloikis, if one is allowed to be mafzik between Hashem alakeichem and Emes. Omar Rav Abo, Omar Rav Yoichanin, aloche ki Rav Yehuda da Omar, bein alakeichem, l'emes v'yas, lo yafsik. The one should not be mafsik. Omar Rabba Bom Rabbi Yochanan, my time is the Rabbi Yehuda, the one shouldn't be mafsik, the chsid, Vashem Elohim Emes. So Rashi says, since it's such a posik, so Rashi says, Vashem Elohim Emes, lakachem mafsikim, beni Hashem Elohim Emes, he shouldn't be mafsik in this posik.